Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming along to this information session about the new Riverside Cycle Route. I'm David Chen from the City Transport Department, and I'll be walking you through the main features of the route, as well as some important safety updates and facilities you can use. First, let's look at the route itself. The starting point is at Central Station, just outside the main entrance on Station Road. From there, you head east along the dedicated cycle lane on Bridge Street. After about 500 meters, you'll reach the river. The route then turns north and follows the riverbank for nearly 2 kilometers. This section is particularly pleasant, with views of the water and plenty of trees providing shade. It's completely flat and separated from road traffic, so it's ideal for families and less experienced cyclists. Now, along the riverside section, you'll notice a small building on your left, just before the footbridge. That's the new cycle repair station. It's open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily, and you can get basic repairs done there, like fixing a puncture or adjusting brakes. They also sell inner tubes and other small parts. It's a really useful facility, especially if you're on a longer ride. Continuing north, you'll come to the old railway bridge. The path goes under the bridge, and then you need to take a sharp right turn. This area used to be a bit tricky, because the junction with Canal Street wasn't very clear, and there were a couple of accidents last year. But we've now installed new signage and repainted the road markings, so it's much safer. Just be aware that pedestrians also cross here, so slow down and give way. After the bridge, the route leaves the river and heads into the city center. You'll pass the public library on your right, and then you'll see a large bike parking facility on the left, just opposite the shopping center. This is a secure, covered area with space for over 200 bikes. You need to register online to get an access card, but it's free for the first year. There are also lockers and a changing room, which is handy if you're commuting to work. Now, a quick note about the route's endpoint. The official route finishes at City Park, but you can actually continue on to the university campus if you follow the signs for the Greenway. That adds about another 3 kilometers, and it's a nice ride through the park and then along a quiet residential street. I'd also like to mention our weekend guided rides. These are free and run every Saturday and Sunday morning, starting at 10 a.m. from the repair station. The ride takes about 2 hours and covers the whole route, with a stop for coffee at the park. It's a great way to get to know the route and meet other cyclists. You don't need to book, just turn up with your bike. Before I take questions, let me remind you that the route is well lit, but we still recommend using front and rear lights, especially in the darker months. And please remember that the riverside section can get busy at weekends, so ring your bell when overtaking. That's all from me for now. Are there any questions?